We're here for Stephen Johnson, who passed in 1990. And we'll just open to a picture of him here in the book. There, we can really see him. So we're here for Stephen. He has two places already in Oroville. A piece of land was purchased near Mater Mandir in Stephen's memory. And there's a Krishna stone at Fertile, done by Johnny. So his body is in his home with his mother's family. So before we begin, just so we know the power of the site, Jana's going to introduce you to this little spot.
1 year ago, we planted this stone over there, which is actually a triangle pointing with one corner to Mater Mandir and then to the temple in Adyansharvadi and another temple. And this place was located by Vastu Shastra people. We are a huge group here studying with Sashikala Anand. And we were going out to find places where we have a disturbed energy, and we came here and we found a tremendous power point. So we decided to do something, and Sashi asked us to place a stone here, and that is what we did. And actually we would like here to regenerate the wisdom of the earth here, because Sashikala was saying that here is a wisdom which is going far beyond Mother and Sri Aurobindo and the Tamil culture, and is going back to Lemuria. So that would be a long story to come to that. Anyway, we are planning to meet here around this stone, and we also plan to have a little bit of a cultural center, so there are Tamil poets and theater sings and so on going to come. And I'm very happy we have another tree. It is actually a grove of trees, 25 trees, and we will have also some stools, and in the middle around the stone will be the stage. And you are all most welcome to come here and to connect to the old wisdom and to the future wisdom, and to all the people who are here with us. And
we do wish to recognize the tree over there. Is the tree we planted last year for June Mayer, who was the inspiration for many people in the U.S. to connect with Oroville, and was basically the founder of Oroville International USA. And one of her last efforts was to help raise money for sacred groves. So we feel this sacred grove will grow with more memories of more of those who may not have died here in Oroville, but can be here with us when we bring them. So Stephen's book will be in the library, and this was written by his mother, Martha Orton. She has made a recording, which we're going to do at the end, because it could be difficult for people to hear it with the wind blowing. But we have some people who I know would wish to say some things, because they did know Stephen.
I would just like to say I'm very happy this is happening. I'm very happy that we have Stephen here. I'm glad.
Yes, I think it's a very good idea that we are doing this, because I know that Stephen always wanted to come back to Oroville. Nothing more than that.
I think it's wonderful that Stephen has a place in Oroville. He always had a place in my heart, and he always had a place in Oroville. And as Jean pointed out, his Krishna statue has been in Fertile. But I'm very happy that he's going to be here at Sacred Groves next to June, in good company, and with future artistic events that are going to take place. I'm sure that would suit him perfectly. Stephen was very, very dear to me. He was really like a brother that I had a lot of fun with. And I'm very glad that I experienced Oroville with him and that we ran around together and hopped into wells together and loved trees as much as we did. And he knew a lot about trees. He cared a lot about nature. So, I'm very, very grateful. Thank you for making this happen, and thank you, Martha, for making it happen, too.
Yeah. And this openness that the group, your group, has to letting us do this here, and Manu, for letting Sacred Groves unfold in many different aspects. So, all right, let us begin to...
And this is a service tree.
This is a service tree. Martha asked for a service tree as at the samadhi at the ashram.
There's always something we don't expect.
It's coming.
I'm sure Stephen would appreciate that. From what I know, from the little I know of what I've read about him. Expect the unexpected.
So that was the earth that went in, and what is
the
this?
The earth from Martha, and this is her time capsule that she wished to have buried with.
Okay.
It says Stephen Stewart Johnson.
Maybe everybody can do it.
Okay.
John.
It's a selfie. John.
We have everyone come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to do a little bit.
Yeah, everyone wants to do a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, hang it on the tree. That's a good idea.
And there's a guy little around the large service tree that must be about 3 meters tall, and a really big hole.
That looks really nice.
And a lot of people. There's about, I don't know, 50, 60 people here.
So I say that when I came out in the garden to pick some flowers, the ones that really were calling were these ones.
What the name of?
I don't know, but I figure it's like a sunflower. No. So this must be something supplementing.
Minutes. So Martha is Stephen's mother, and this is what she said.
The way of fate and the problem of pain. It comes from Narad's speech. Was then the sun a dream because there is night? Hidden in the mortal's heart, the eternal lives. He lives secret in the chamber of thy soul. A light shines there, nor pain nor grief can cross.